Good evening and welcome to Adventures in Lollygagging. I am Aaron and your game master again tonight. Welcome back as we continue our Cubicle 7 Warhammer 40K Wrath and Glory playthrough of the Litanies of the Lost. We're going to go around the horn. We're going to introduce all of our characters again. They're going to tell you their objective for this session. Then I'll give you a brief recap and then I'm going to murder them all. So let's start with Long.
I'm playing Wigbert Hahn, a death cult assassin, draped in all black, lanky man, and I'm trying to convert any non-believers to the truth of the Imperial cults.
It'd be an interesting uphill battle for that tonight. We shall see. Melissa.
Yes, I am playing Sister Nura. She is a sister of battle. I'm still hanging on to the objective of purge a heretical item or individual with holy flame. We were talking before stream about how she was very much out of her element in this, like, let's socialize and talk to people. And now she's got a target to shoot at.
Definitely, there definitely is a heretical opponent that is begging for the Emperor's flame. So, good opportunity. Jeff.
I am playing Brother Birtalov, Electro Priest of the Fulgrite Order. He's not the most willful. I think Gavius has greater will, but he's probably going to die first because he's a tiny piece of glass standing in front of a Chaos Marine. So thanks, Gavius. and his objective tonight, and honestly, he would do this even if it didn't give him reward, is to give praise to the Unmessiah for some small miracle.
Which may be surviving one round of combat.
Yes, that will be a very small miracle. Yes.
All right, Ashley.
I'm playing Sister Celeste. She's our Sister Hospitaller. And she had a rough time like trying to like get this guy to agree to participate with us and be on our side. She did agree to some things without getting confirmation from the rest of the group. So that seems to be what's going to be happening next, because we're going to be wanted because we just fucked all this shit up. But yeah, I am here to, my objective is to exult in the rewards of sacrifice in the Emperor's name. So cat's out of the bag. You know, time to sister battle it up.
Yeah, there could definitely be some sacrifice going on here soon.
Maybe that'll change the poll, because right now Celeste is not winning in the Who Dies First poll, but maybe with that objective.
That sacrifice doesn't mean dying necessarily. I could lose another body part, you know?
That as a sacrifice. You like that.
To each their own.
She ain't the only one.
Sister Nura, it's your turn, Auntie Oak.
And it could always just be like sacrificing Gavius. I mean,
that's true.
She considers that to be a sacrifice. Speaking of our good friend Gavius, Justin, why don't you tell us about him?
So I'm playing Gavius Vintel. I am a acolyte of the Inquisition, and I'm free of any guilt in my entirety of my character's life.
Absolutely.
I've only ever done things for the betterment of everybody in the group. Never once made a mistake or a foible. And so with that, we go into me being the titular hero of the group. I'm going ahead and having half my face blown off because I may have hit a coffin with a hammer. We're going to have to deal with this giant space marine. My objective for this game is to cleanse the filth of the enemy with a holy flame. But I don't think there's any enemy around, so I think we'll be okay. I can't think of anything that may have happened that someone would have done in the past that would have caused any conflict moving forward. So, and that's all I have to say, and nothing I said was wrong.
I mean, you guys are just kind of at a nice dinner party, really. I mean, if we break it down that like that, that's one
just
way to look at what's going on.
Hanging out, you know?
Yeah, I like it. So for anybody who is unaware of how we got ourselves where we're at, our group of heroes agreed originally to look into some smuggling concerns. They were working with Inquisitor Wrathborn and Helene Veronius and looking into a possible smuggling ring on Avarkus. and the city of Biloxia. So they met with Archdomna Vakul, who was trying to recover a stasis coffin that had been stolen. Through some investigation, they were able to track it to a group of techgangers called the Hard Cases. They found that they had moved it using a space elevator up to one of the orbital stations. Rather than following the elevator up, rather than following the rest of the Hard Cases up on the elevator, they took a shuttle, set a trap. It did not go well. Hard Cases opened fire on all the civilians in the space elevator, killing everybody, and then the Skitari killed them. However, all was not lost. They were able to figure out that the Hard Cases were actually going to be traveling to the Avarkus moon of Odo for an auction. And the prime item to be auctioned was said stasis coffin. So they managed to get themselves an invitation, find a shuttle that would take them there, and they decided they were going to get there early, before the auction. So they settled in, they landed. Unfortunately, they were not the only ones who decided to show up early for the auction. And when they got there, the party was in full swing. So they mingled. And as some of our players have pointed out, their skills of mingling were extraordinary. Their ability to really get in there and mix it up with some people. We got to meet a group of mutated chaos cultists who openly and avidly proclaimed their allegiance to the Changer of Ways and Slaanesh. Shockingly, no one had anything too much of a problem with that. So we went on. We also found ourselves introduced to a gestalt mind controlled by a singular rogue psyker who was speaking with one voice and showing some interest in the stasis coffin. Though they refused to admit that they were worshippers of chaos, clearly, a gestalt mind made up of 10 bodies is something to be a little concerned with. Again, we kind of glossed over that a little bit. There were two other groups that kind of drew some attention. One was a group of gangers from Avacris, led by Lynn and Rocco, a rattling and an ogre. They were quite happy to open up and talk to everybody. They were there as proxy bidders from somebody from Avacris. They had recognized they clearly did not have enough wealth to win this, so they were just here to enjoy the show. In addition to that, on the far side, over by the desert entrance to this underground auction hall, we saw a group of Aldari corsairs being led by a Drukhari going by the name of Kask, a mad monk addicted to combat drugs and interested in purchasing the stasis casket to take it back for gladiatorial games. One other group was there, and this shocked everyone. No one at all saw this coming. Loxen and a group of soldiers were there, or they clearly put off the aura of being soldiers. Sister Celeste went up to talk to him, and sure enough, he was a senior interrogator working for Inquisitor Argyle. There were some talks about how they could manage to work together to see this come off in everybody's best interests for the Inquisition. And progress was made along those fronts as Birk and Gavius made their ways over towards the stasis coffin. And they met with Amiga, the tech adept who had been kidnapped or voluntarily went with the gangers, kind of gray area there. But that's because his entire mission was to maintain the stasis coffin. And he insisted on going because he knew that if he did not maintain it, some great horror would be released. That's all he had ever been told about this, is that it had to be powered at all time. It had to be maintained, because if that system ever failed, a horror that could literally destroy the Gilead system would be released. Taking all of this information in, V immediately recognized the danger and risk inherent in this stasis coffin and reached out with his telepathic abilities to communicate with whatever was inside of it. He woke a deep, dark, troubled, twisted, chaos-infested mind. And in that moment, the cover of the coffin shattered into fragments as a wave of psychic energy driven by the warp flung the lid out. Sadly, Amiga was immediately crushed to death, the technician's crumpled, broken body lying at the foot of the dais. V also suffered a bit, but in that moment, we stopped last time. And I think, you know, we'll just gloss over what happens next. We'll go on to the next mission. I think everybody, no, we're not going to do that. I'm going to explain what's going on. So that's where we're at. The camera pans up to the dais. And you see this cold cloud of coolant wafting down. And then a shadow stands and the clouds begin to dissipate around it. And at first you think it's got to be some sort of optical illusion because it continues to stand taller and taller. And then you recognize someplace in the back of your mind, that reptilian brain clutches at you and you feel your guts turn to water as towering above you in this bloody crimson and gold ancient power armor. Standing nearly 9 feet tall is a chaos champion of the traitor legions. His armor literally looks to be dripping blood. Although he's been in this coffin for who knows how many centuries. You smell rotten meat and excrement. Your skin feels like clouds of flies are continuously swirling around you, flying into your nose, down your throat, caressing your face. Sulfur retches up from the back of your throat as if you had been eating and eating sulfur all day long. And the skulls draped across his armor seem to be wailing and begging for a mercy that they will never have. It bellows incoherently, thrashing its head about. And as its mouth opens, you see rows and rows of sharpened teeth like some great cacarodon from some primeval ocean. And a long purple tongue lolls out as it grabs up some great bludgeoning spanner that no two men could pick up and begins to swing it around, screeching. In that moment, time seems to pause for you, V, as you feel the psychic scream of this gestalt mind behind you as it makes contact with this chaos and shatters. Not only shattering its own mind, but beginning to shatter the very Imperium around you. Natural space and warp come close, and the tidal energy of the warp begins to crack through. And you feel the shackles of normal space be lifted from your mind as energy floods through your system, as this gestalt mind begins to burn out behind you and waves of corruption explode from it, pulsing throughout the room. Let's start some combat. Who wants to go first? For those of you who don't remember, possibly it's been a little while since we had combat, the way combat in Wrath and Glory works is the heroes get to go first, then one of my guys get to go, unless they spend glory to seize initiative, which they can do once iteratively in a particular set of combat. So, you guys get to go first unless I choose to spend ruin to seize the initiative, but since my Chaos Space Marine seems to be slightly impaired at the moment, that just doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go first.
All right.
So as Celeste turns around and she sees this just horrific creature, She kind of pulls her, she had like a hood on, and she pulls her hood down, revealing her habit. That's, you tucks her hair away very neatly. And as she does so, she starts chanting, the emperor watches over the way of the just. Happy are those who take refuge from the emperor, as she's kind of like reaching towards Brother Talov. And as she's doing so, she is basically casting the passion. So the character gains double rank bonus dice to weapon skill tests for one round.
And when you speak that holy litany, you see the head of this Chaos Space Marine, snap around so fast that you don't even understand how he did not break his own neck. And then you really see his face for the first time. And there is no hair on his head. And most of the skin has rotted away from his skull. And you see metal and bone. And on the bone are carved intricate, intricate symbols that make you feel sick to your stomach. And his eyes are mismatched in size. Both of them are just blood red, as if all of the vessels in the whites of his eyes have ruptured. And his irises are just black pits. And it's almost in that moment when he makes eye contact with you, Sister Celeste, you can see the wailing souls that he is consumed beating against the inside of the irises of his eyes, trying to find a way to freedom. And he screams, almost like a shark has locked in on the scent of its prey. He is fully focused on you. However, if somebody wants to spend a point of glory.
So I was going to spend glory. And as Celeste, you reach out, you invigorate him, basically. You can just, for him, it's less you, like you're just more of a conduit, right? You are somehow like releasing whatever governor on his ability to channel like the force that flows through him. And in doing so, you remove that governor, and his electus just begin to just move with greater pace. The light is even more illuminating. And for a moment, he's just this glowing ball of light. And he's going to charge in. So I'm just going to charge, and I'm going to leap, and I'm going to say goodbye as I leap in. So I am going to take the mechanical charge of the game, which gives me a plus one. I also get plus two more from Celeste, so I should have plus three on this this attack. So,
and his lowered D, and like I said, for everybody out there watching, for the first few rounds of combat, this Chaos Champion is hindered by just coming out of this stasis sleep. So his defense is currently lowered down to 5.
Okay. Got it. All right. And I'm going to rip it. Here we go. Okay. That is a complication, sadly enough. I will spend a point of wrath and a glory. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, we're going to be down to 5 to re-roll, and I'll get an extra one as well. So, go ahead and click all those mechanically, and then I should get an extra D6 on top of this one.
Yep.
Oops.
A success is with a possible possible shift.
Okay, so I got 8 successes, and I have the wrath complication. I do have the shift possible. I am just going to ship the go to damage with it, I think. So,
I like it.
And I will spend. Already spent a bunch of glory. I'm going to spend one more glory for one more point of damage.
Smart. Might as well use it now.
Yeah, I figure I might not get a second turn, so I'm just going to use a lot right now. All right, so I'm going to spend. Okay, so let me roll damage. Plus the one from glory that I spent, plus the shift. So it should be a total of 19 points of damage.
Nice. And it's 2 AP, so it reduces resilience. And you see your electro staff come across, and it does, like, it shatters against his neck, like where his Vambrus meets his neck. and you char through, and you can tell that you have actually effectively done a small amount of damage to this, and that causes its head to shift right back around to you. And in that moment, I need you to make me a difficulty 3 resolve test.
Okay. And you said I did damage, right? I did
wounds to him? You did do damage. Yes, you did damage to him.
I will drain some shock from him, essentially, with my siphon ability. Nice. All right. Roll 3. Is this you said resolve. Is this fear or terror?
It's fear. Just fear.
Okay. Sorry. Difficulty 3. All right. It's one success. Yeah, I'm just gonna let it ride. I'm gonna say okay. I fail.
You save my last feel round. That you feel that fear. So in your next round, it's +2 to any test you have difficulty gotcha. To any test you do. Now, how much shock did you take from him, or how does that work? Remind us.
So generally, the amount of wounds I do is the amount of shock I get back. I was only down okay. one, so as long as I did one wound,
You did two to him, so you okay, managed so, yeah. to.
Okay.
All right. Let's roll that complication.
Yeah.
Before we
scroll
move
back
on.
Up here. You want me to roll it? Straight up roll?
Oh, yeah. Just straight up roll. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
See what we get this time.
Weapon malfunction.
Okay. Well, at least you're good at tech. So yeah. I think that's what happens. That you make contact with him, and there is so much warp energy swirling around him that it kind of fries your electro staff for a moment. So your next round, if you want to, you could try to recover it with a DN4 tech test.
Okay. And that might also be why some of the fear sets in, just because he has so much.
Goes
of his, yeah. It's like he just felt overcharged. He literally just got overcharged and leapt in. And then he looks down in his electro staff and he sees that his force is no longer flowing through it for some reason. So probably the two of those things are going hand in hand.
And remember, like, if it comes back around to your turn and you're still alive, you could do like a multi-action, fix your staff sure. and then attack. So
yeah.
It's not like you're out, but he is in at the moment. And you and Gavius are right there in front of him. Gavius's mind, you know, attacked him, for want of a better word. And you're there. So we're going to roll a D6, 1 to 3. He's going to swing madly at Beer. 4 to 6, he's going to swing madly at V. He's going to swing madly at V. So
I'll see you guys. You know that meme of the guy that just goes, that's who I am.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, he is currently blind and exhausted. So it's much harder for him to hit than it would normally be. So let's see how he does. But you're a little ways away from him. So his jaw distends. It's almost like you hear it crack, almost like it's breaking. And this gout of black tar-like liquid spews out of his mouth at you and immediately catches fire in this ebony warp fire as he spits at you. Now, what is your defense?
It is a luxurious 2.
2. Okay, so your defense is 2, but he does have a -4 to that, so it's effectively a 6 at the moment. Fingers crossed. Let's see how it goes. Gets 6, so he succeeds. Does not have any possible shifts. So he does successfully hit you, so we'll do some damage here. Don't know why it didn't give me the damage option, but we'll go ahead and roll it. Damage. Why did that not work? I'm just re-rolling so I can get the damage. Okay.
Yeah, it showed as 6 successes with a DN7, so I think that's why it didn't give you...
Yeah. That's why, yeah. Actually, he missed, because he is wounded now. Beric wounded him. It is a DN7. So this warp fire spews right past you. However, I do still need you to roll a resolve test and a conviction test, both difficulty 3.
Resolve a fear or terror?
Fear. Fear.
And which other one I said? I'm sorry.
Conviction.
Conviction.
Pass the fear, 6 successes.
Yep. So, working for the Holy Inquisition, you've seen things like this. All right, you can spend a wrath if you want to re-roll your failures, or you can take 2 points of corruption.
I'll be tarnished right away. Yeah, so I'll spend a wrath to re-roll.
Okay. And remember, you can also spend a point of glory at this point to get an extra die if you want.
I think I'll be fine with
6. Yeah, I mean, you only need 1 success, so.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you're fine. You're fine. So this warp fire spits past you, and you feel its corrupting influence, but your belief in the Emperor is able to shake it off. And like I said, you've seen horrible things. Maybe not this terrifying before, but you are not afraid of what stands before you. However, I'm going to spend a point of rune, because he gets rune actions as well. And you all feel, everyone in here feels this horrible, furious mental scream. And let's see what we got to do here. You guys might be fine. We'll see. Okay, anybody whose resolve is 6 or less, show of hands.
That's me.
Mine's 2.
Okay.
4.
That's the whole party. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So you were all for the round. This mental shriek rips through you, and you feel the warp pushing against you, and you are all vulnerable for 1 round. So he lowers your defense by 1 for 1 round. And that brings us back to the group. So Sister Nura, V, Wigbert, what do you guys want to do?
I guess, or did you want to go, Sister Nura? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I guess in response to feeling this wave of heretical corruption blast past my sideburns, sideburn, because the other one's not there, I'm going to respond. I'm going to try to think of a couple different ways I could do this. I think I'm going to compel him.
Mm-hmm.
And my objective of the compel is to have him throw away his weapon.
I like it. That's a good idea. So you effectively can only operate in a transcendent state at this point because of the amount of warp energies, which is fine. So you get 3 bonus dice to your psychic mastery test, but they are all wrath dice. So when you go in and you click, you should have a total of 4 wrath dice now. 3 bonus dice, but they're wrath dice.
Well, it's a willpower test, so it's basically like against you, right? So like,
yeah, but because you're activating a psychic power in this circumstance, you need to make a psychic mastery test.
Okay, so as you said, in this particular case, I have to.
You still have to activate the power.
So how do I change it in my dice again? I'm sorry.
So if you go in and you pull up psychic mastery, change your wrath where it says 1. To 4, and right. Where it says bonus dice pool, put in 3 under bonus.
Sure. And we'll roll that. That's a lot of dice.
And no wrath failures, so that's fantastic. So, okay. So you successfully get it off, and now it's a willpower versus his willpower, correct?
Yeah, it's a... Let me describe it again, for those who don't remember. The target creature must successfully pass a DN4 willpower test or is compelled to obey.
I like it. All right. So he is going to roll his willpower now. We'll see how he goes. 7 successes. So you see him start to shake and he looks at this thing and he starts to throw it away. But then he grabs it all that tighter and growls much louder now, feeling your psychic energy try to strip away his resolve. However, you also take 4 points of shock from activating a psychic power in this tumultuous field of energy. And in the back of your mind, you hear the wailing of this gestalt mind as it continues to burn internally with warp fire. Is there any other action you want to take? You want to move or?
Yeah, I should probably get away, so.
I will tell you this, though, because you're in melee range of, well, no, you're not. He did a ranged attack with you, so you can actually withdraw without incurring an attack. So you can pull back if you'd like.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this. Yeah, so I'm just going to withdraw and just try and get away and back up, because I'm pretty sure if he just backhands me with his giant ceramite fist, it'll
could very well be bad.
Make my head pop off my body. So. All
right. So you feel this rogue psyker behind you, and you feel this wave of energy building up. Something is about to happen. Of course, you guys do have glory, so somebody could seize the initiative if they want to at this point. But you don't have to.
Yes, I think that's probably a good idea to seize the initiative. So I think Sister Nora will do that.
All right, Sister Nora. So you see this chaos champion is thrashing around. He literally spit warp fire at V, but missed. Birk landed a solid blow on him, but you see his electro staff energy dissipate. What would you like to do?
Okay, so at some point I had spent some XP on dead shot. Mm-hmm. So the description is you're a skilled shot trained to carefully target your enemy's weak points. So when you take the aim action, so instead of a movement, do aim, mm-hmm. and then make a call to shot, you double the bonus that you receive.
Fantastic.
So aim gives a plus one bonus dice, mm-hmm. and called shot, called shot is a plus one ED for every plus one that you add to the target's defense.
Yep. So up to plus three. So how much do you want to increase his defense by?
So this is the first time I'm doing mm-hmm. dead shot. So if I do two, that would give me four.
Correct.
Because of dead shot. And then I get a plus one bonus dice for aim. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. So instead of a one ED standard, mm-hmm. I would be doing five
ED. Five ED, correct.
And then because of aim, I get a bonus dice for the pool.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm giving him a two to the defense for this.
Correct. And he's vulnerable himself at the moment, so he's got minus one. So it's only a plus one to his defense. So his defense at the moment is six. And you rolled a complication and missed. So
I got four successes and a DN three.
No,
His
defense is six at the moment.
I will spend the wrath to reroll.
Okay. And you can't spend a point of glory to get an extra die if you want. No, you got eight successes. Fine. With two possible shifts.
I'm going to put both of that to damage.
I like it. So roll your damage and then we'll do your complication.
So, and then I'm going to roll the two extra.
Mm-hmm.
Four, so that's 19 damage. Nice. I got two additional sixes.
Nice.
I'm not clear of the math on that.
You got two more sixes, so 21 points of damage.
Okay.
Minus his resilience. So you see your round connect too. And because you carefully aimed, you literally shoot through his left eye. And he looks angry. He definitely looks angry about that.
Oh, my complication is I drop my weapon. I drop my weapon.
I like it. So you hit, and he growls and turns and focuses on you for a second. And in that moment, as you're going to, reload or reactuate, you accidentally drop your weapon. But you did hit, and you did inflict a serious wound. Bringing us back to this horrible, broken, rogue psyker, whose mind shatters out this wave of vile pestilence. I need everybody to make a difficulty 4 corruption test, or conviction test, that is. I'm sorry.
I failed.
Okay.
Failed with the complication.
Excellent. So we'll go back. So Wigbert, you gain 2 points of corruption.
That puts me at 7, which raises my tier.
So we'll do that here. Okay, we'll do that while we're here. Let's just have some fun with this.
My corruption also went up to 7. Fantastic. Twinsies.
Everybody gets to have some fun. Let me pull up the old corruption tables here.
Can you spend a wrath to not take that, or was that not an option here?
So what you can do to avoid that, potentially, is you can spend... You may choose to spend a single point of wrath to reduce the difficulty number for the corruption test by 1. So you would have to have gotten 3 successes then instead of 4, if you want to spend your wrath on that.
Yeah, I would have passed at that point.
Okay, so you can spend that point of wrath. But you did get a wrath complication. But you can spend the point of wrath. So if you got 3 successes, that wrath complication does not count against you. But let's go back to Wigbert, who is now at 7, which makes you're no longer pure. You're tarnished. And I need you to make a mutation check. So you need to make a difficulty 3 test, well, difficulty 4 test now. Difficulty 4 conviction test, just basically the same test you did right now before.
I failed with 1.
Roll your mutation.
It's a D100, I think.
Well, you can just, there's a button there. You can just hit it.
Oh, I see. 4.
So you get to decide. Over the next several days, you're going to either begin to grow horns, spines out of your back, fangs, or claws. Right. So make a note of that in your notes section of your character. We'll talk about that if anybody survives.
Yes, several days. You're definitely going to make it several days.
Gavius, you also gained 2 points of corruption. Where
Whoopsie.
Are you at?
I will hit the next tier.
Okay, so you are also tarnished. So let's roll your conviction test against mutation.
What's our cap? Is it the same for everybody, or is it different?
Oh no, yeah, the levels are the same for everybody.
So
all right,
hit 6.
Six is once you're at 6 through 11, you're tarnished.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
So let's roll that mutation.
Stay at 5.
So your eyes begin to change. Your irises are no longer, the melanin in your irises are no longer brown. The warp is bleeding through and continuously bursting small vessels in your eyes as blood is continuously in your irises, turning your eyes red.
Excuse me.
Eye. Yeah. Which, of course, you can always have replaced now, so that mutation would no longer be obvious. Celeste, how are you looking?
So I did fail. What you said, we all got 2?
No, it depends on what you rolled. So you only got 1 point of corruption.
Okay.
She should have automatically done it for you. Because mine automatically ticked.
Oh,
up
is
my
that
corruption.
Why I got one? Okay.
Yeah.
I was confused. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Fancy boundary stuff.
I was like, fuck.
Talif, you got 5 points of corruption. So where are you sitting?
At five. I was all right. Pure.
Yeah. You're good.
Yeah.
So this wave of corruption hits, and then all of you sort of feel it collapse back in on her, on this rogue psyker, this gestalt mind. But then you feel the pressure start to build again, almost as if on a regular basis she may erupt in this warp storm. However, and as you guys look around, you see out of the corners of your eyes, you see Karsk, the Drukhari raider, and his people flee out the desert gate. You see Lynn and Rocco and his guys flee out into the hangar. What you do also see, though, is Loxon and his forces engaging with the Chaos cultists, keeping them off of your back and preventing them from getting closer to their dark messiah. Bringing us back to Wigbert, you now feel this horrible churning inside of you. Something is not right. I mean, your body is your weapon, and it no longer feels like it is fully blessed by the Emperor. What do you want to do?
Reflexively, I'm usually up first, ready in the battle. But everyone's gone before me. I'm stuck in the same place, haven't moved the entire time. Then the words of Sister Celeste, the crackling of Brother Talav's spear wakes me up. My muscles contract. I lunge forward, charging towards the chaos.
All right, I like it.
Now I'll attack with my power blades with a plus one.
His defense is currently 5.
Seven success.
Nice. You guys get a lot of complications tonight. Go ahead. Do you want to shift that for damage, I assume, for an extra damage
shift
dice?
For damage.
All right, go ahead and roll damage.
Twelve damage with two AP.
So your power blade comes in and cracks against it, but you don't actually seem to penetrate the carapace of his power armor. Your power blade is screaming against this infernal ceramite, and you just didn't quite get a good enough hit to get a bite. But I do need you to make a difficulty 3 resolve test as you've come into contact with this creature against fear.
Two dice pool. I don't know if I can. It's a 0.
Okay. So you feel this fear churning in your guts. So it will add +2 to the difficulty tests of any difficulty test you take next action. And that is the end of round 1. And as he begins to shake in this chaos space marine, you start to see his eyes clear. Well, his one remaining eye clear and actually focus for the first time. He's clearly beginning to recover. He's still panting and hunched over. You know, he's still got some of the stasis sickness affecting him, but he no longer appears to be blinded. But it's your guys' go. We're at the top of the round.
I go, you seize the initiative? Okay.
You don't have to spend to seize the initiative. It's only a fee.
No, I think she's going to go, then you seize the initiative.
Yeah.
You should probably innervate Wigbert this time, as you see Talov is desperately trying to figure out what the hell's going on with his staff.
Ooh, okay.
As his staff has been malfunctioned.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, do you have to touch Wigbert to do that?
No, it just has, they have to be within hearing range.
Perfect.
So she's going to continue with this litany, that she's been chanting, oh God, where did I put it? The Emperor rules forever, has set up a throne for judgment. It is the Emperor who governs this world with justice, who judges the people with fairness. As she continues to like direct her attention towards Wigbert, and she doesn't have his blood for some reason. That's been like her thing for Wigbert, mm-hmm. but she's got her own cut or something from somewhere that she smears down her face and makes this cross across the bridge of her nose.
Nice. I like it. All right, Wigbert, so you feel this energy coursing through you. Do you want to seize the initiative or do you want to turn it over to the bad guys?
After my attack being deflected, I'm feeling defeated. But in the words of Sister Less ring true. So I'll seize it here and strike again.
I like it.
Emperor. This gives me a bonus of plus two.
Which yes. offsets your plus two for fear, so you're just normal attack.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
And his defense is still five, though. He's still exhausted.
Got the eight, the shift.
Nice.
Hit to damage.
Roll for some damage.
It's only 11.
11 AP2. So again, you're coming in and you're just your power blades are just striking against this Ceramite as he thrashes about. And you haven't been able to get a clear shot of at his head or neck, which are somewhat exposed. So your blade again just kind of screams across. But doesn't bite. Bringing us back to the entombed champion, whose eye is now focusing, and he sees each of you. But what he hears is Sister Celeste and her horrendous litany to the corpse god on his golden throne. And again, this thing's jaw distends, and this gout of tar-like burning liquid shoots out across the distance in an attempt to silence Sister Celeste forever.
Oh, God.
What is your defense?
My defense is a measly peasly one.
Measly peasly one, and he no longer has his difficulty numbers increased. So, this could be rough.
This is going to hurt.
This could hurt. This could hurt. Anybody want to take a reaction to jump in front of it? Take the bolt? No, I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. Seven successes, two shifts possible for damage. So, yeah, we'll do that. Let's see what we got here. 12 damage. What's your resilience? Ooh. So that's two more points of damage. 14 points of damage. What's your resilience, Sister Celeste? Seven? Okay, so that's not too bad. How many wounds do you have? You have zero now? Oh, you did. You had how many? What's your total? You.
We're not hearing you, Ashley. Oh, okay. Oh. Ashley's having mic issues.
Okay.
So we'll read her lips for her. Okay.
You take seven wounds and you're on fire.
Oh, dear. I would have liked to hear Ashley respond to that.
I would have too.
poor mic issues.
That needs to be clipped. You took seven wounds and you're on fire.
It's not great. Not a great situation.
How do you feel about that? No words. Aw.
Okay, so you had four wounds in total. So you're not annihilated, which would be eight wounds if you'd taken eight wounds at one time. You're not completely dead, but you are dying and on fire.
But she can put some of that to shock, right? Possibly?
Yes, if you roll your determination, you can put some of that to shock if you'd like.
Spaceman really did silence her forever.
He was angry by the holy litany.
I can't shift it.
No, but we can hear you now. So you're on fire.
Oh,
you're on fire.
You're on a
You're dying.
And your mic is hot. Your mic is also on fire.
Well, after that, I mean, I can understand. My mic would be on fire, too. So let's talk a little bit about the dying rules. So you did not. So you just go to zero. So you've got zero wounds remaining, and you're dying. Pull that up real fast. And you're on fire. So the fire part's pretty bad. Unless somebody puts you out.
Glowing.
Now, being dying does not mean you're unconscious. It just means on your turn, you can either only take a basic combat action, which is like just standard combat action. You can withdraw without being attacked. Or you could do a basic action like try to put yourself off, you know, out of fire. So why can I not find dying at the moment? I think it's because the emperor does not want you to die. That must be it. So you take a memorable injury. So why don't you roll a d6 for me? One. So you just get a battle scar. So this fire burns you and scars you. Now, if you take any more wounds until you are healed, you start taking traumatic injuries. And if you take three traumatic injuries, then you're just dead. But Sister Celeste is on the ground, prone, on fire, and is not having a good day. And then once again, you feel this rage from his mind scream out as I spend a point of rune, because I've got so much of it. And I need... Oh, he's going to make his intimidation check.
Oh, that's a lot of dice. Shit ton of dice.
Good. Everybody's resolve is below 15, I'm assuming. So you're all vulnerable again. So it's -1 to your defense again for a continued round. But that's him. So back to you guys.
Yeah, he put one of us on fire. I can see that being intimidating. I can see.
I'm a little intimidated by it. And
I'm going to try and do a smite, seeing how... Having him throw his weapon away was a failure. So I'm going to try and put some holy fire into his brain.
Talk to us about smite.
So I concentrate destructive power through the lens of my will, summoning lethal bolts of raw psychic energy that blast my enemies into ash. Target one enemy with a range, make its psychic master will test against their defense. If success, the target suffers 1d3 mortal wounds.
Wonderful. Now remember, 4 wrath dice, 3 bonus dice.
So it would be a psychic mastery, correct?
Yeah, psychic mastery.
4 wrath dice and 3 bonus dice.
Mm-hmm.
Roll.
I see a complication, if nothing else.
10 successes.
Successes.
10 successes against his defense is enough.
I said I have 2 shifts, too.
Yeah. So talk to us about shifts for this power. Does it have special abilities when you shift?
There was nothing in the description.
We'll just let you shift for extra damage then. So you said it was a D3?
Yes.
Make it a D5.
How do I do a D5 on this thing?
Just roll a D3 and we'll add 2. That's the way it should be for shifted damage.
Okay.
Okay, so 3. So he takes 5 mortal wounds. However... We need to go to the perils of the warp now and see what happens here. So just to speed things up, I went ahead and opened it up, and I'm going to roll it for you. Banshee scream, a mighty roar akin to a sonic boom crashes through the air. I need everybody to make a... everybody takes 3 shock. So, Gavius, you've taken 4 shock for using your power. So you've taken a total of 8, 11 shock in the last 2 rounds. How are you sitting on shock?
So I only have 9. So
you're exhausted.
Okay.
So you're currently exhausted. Everybody takes 3 shock, and I need everybody to make a difficulty 3 toughness test or become staggered.
Wouldn't it be, so the base would be four then, right? Because we're vulnerable?
No, that's just to your defense. Vulnerable is to your defense. So sure. Just difficulty three. If you're wounded, it'll be difficulty four, but.
Difficulty four, two successes.
Okay.
I failed.
All right. So it looks like everybody's staggered. And for those at home, staggered means you're off balance. While you're staggered, your speed is reduced by half. So it's not a big deal. You're not like you're going to be running around far anyway. So you are all staggered by this banshee scream as V opens a conduit through the warp and tears at the mind, very successfully tears at the mind of this entombed chaos champion. And he's beginning to look a little ragged.
Does pass my toughness.
Oh, good. Anybody at this point want to seize the initiative?
Probably should. Beric?
I'm going to wait till the end because I have to, like, okay. My turn's useless. I'm just going to be repairing my staff.
Okay. I'm basically going to do the same thing that I did before because I need to spend, it's just a simple action for me to pick my weapon up. So I still have my movement action. I still have my combat action.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to kind of do what I did last time. So I'm going to, and I kind of did pass this toughness test. So maybe that kind of helps me a little bit. And so I'm going to pick my weapon up. I am going to aim and I'm going to do the same thing with the two defense so that I get four ED.
His defense now is 9.
Oh, shit.
Or no, 8. Sorry. His defense is 8 now. Well, because she used a aim called shot to increase it by 2.
Okay, so I get a bonus dice and I get 5 ED. And all right, roll. That doesn't look very good at all.
6 successes, so not enough. If you've got wrath left, you can obviously. Okay.
How many wraths did we have? We had 2.
You start with 2. Yes.
I spent the 2.
So the shot goes wide. However, you got a critical. So when you get a critical, if you did enough damage to exceed his resilience, you automatically do 1 point of damage and get the critical effect. So go ahead and roll the damage so we can see if it would have been enough to exceed his resilience. It 18. Was enough to exceed his resilience by 1. So go ahead and roll the critical so we can see what the critical effect is.
Overpowering assault. A stunning blow sends the foe lurching away, senses blurred by the brutal impact. Target suffers 2 shock and is staggered +2 shock for every glory I spend.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you did not, you only get the base because you didn't actually do the damage, but you do get the 2 shock to him, the D2 shock, the 2 shock to him, and the staggered condition. So he's half movement speed, and he does take shock, and he does take the 1 wound because you did exceed his resilience. So you did actually do damage to him. And let me change his shock. So again, you punch him back a little off of his feet and you see him kind of lurch and kind of sit back in his stance. But unless somebody is going to seize the initiative, you feel this wave of energy building behind you from this rogue psyker who was standing behind Wigbert. Well, no, Wigbert ran up and attacked, so no longer next to Wigbert. Kind of near Sister Celeste's burning body and Sister Nura and Gavius. Does anybody want to, or did you seize the initiative?
Yeah,
Sister
she seized Nura? It.
Okay, sorry, that's what I thought. Okay, so once again, you feel this burst of energy come off of this rogue psyker's mind. And I need everybody to once again make a difficulty 3 conviction test. Difficulty 4 if you're tarnished.
Do I have to?
Yeah, because you could. You're still alive.
Oh God. Okay.
Got the 4 this time.
Got the 3.
Okay, Wigbert, you're fine. Celeste, you're fine because you're not tarnished yet, are you? Or are you?
I'm not tarnished yet.
Okay, yeah. So you're fine. Wigbert's fine. Gavius,
it's 11's the cutoff. I'm good. It's
okay. Okay. And Sister Nora, you're fine. Talav, you're fine. No,
I fail. I have failed. Fear, yep. So I have +2 to my difficulty. So yeah,
yep,
I
failed. Yep. Okay, so you picked up 2 points of corruption, and that takes you over the threshold.
That it does.
So go ahead and roll a difficulty 4 test again. Now this is flat. Your fear does not affect this. This is a mutation roll, so it's just a flat difficulty 4.
All right. So I'm just going to manipulate it a little bit.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's only 2 successes. That's a fail.
Okay. So go ahead and roll for mutation.
Okay. Right.
And if it doesn't pop up for you, you could just roll a d6 and I'll tell you if it's a
I'm just gonna level roll of a mutation. D6. It's not popping up. Yeah. 1.
Okay. So it's a subtle mutation. Now roll a d66.
Okay. 4. Well, actually, 45. Wait. Are we doing like D66, like 2 d6s, or?
Either way, I mean, you could just roll a d66 like you did, or you could just 45. Roll 2 d. Okay, so 45 is echoes.
Echo. Echo.
So what that is anytime you roll a complication, or if I choose to spawn a rune point, you're displaced momentarily in time, and that and forces you to re-roll your wrath dice.
Gotcha.
So it's a minor thing. Not physical.
Could have been worse. Yeah.
Could have been worse.
I could have like fangs or horns or something.
Exactly. It could be like Wigbert. All right, so V's gone, Wigbert's gone, Sister Nora's gone, Celeste is gone, Talav, end of rank.
Just me, and I am just going to do, I can't do multi-action because that's too much, because I'm already fear, and I'm already, so I'm just going to try to do and repair my staff.
It's a difficulty four tech test.
Yeah, and because I'm feared, it's going to be 6. A difficulty 6, so here we go. So it's 5 successes. This wasn't something that Haster Cravo could have helped with, or is he?
Yeah,
he
absolutely.
Been, like, obliterated.
No, he's here. He absolutely can help you with that. All right, you can roll extra die if you want.
All right. Let's see if I get lucky with him. Ah, there we go.
Oh yeah. He can always help you on a tech test.
Okay.
Always.
So yeah.
So you succeed. So you managed to bring your electro. So you're fiddling with it, and then you feel the energy start to course back through it. You feel the motive force burning back through your body and through your weapon of choice, and you feel restored in the moment. Top of round 3, this chaos champion stands up straight for the first time, fully focused. He still is a little shaky. So mechanically, he's not at full strength yet, but he is no longer apparently exhausted as we go into the top of round 3.
Am I still feared, or is that just a round? Okay.
Just one round. So the top of the round, you guys clear any fear condition you have. However, it is the top of the round. Sister Celeste takes a D3 mortal wounds. Now, since she's already got 0 wounds, all you do is you take a traumatic injury since nobody puts you out. So let's go ahead and do a traumatic injury.
Sorry that we didn't put you out.
Roll a d6 for me.
5.
You suffer severe injuries that impairs your internal organs. Your heart, lungs, and liver are beginning to shut down. Any toughness-based tests you have to take, the difficulty increases by 1. So this warp fire is literally eating your organs from the inside out. But more concerning is you've got 1 traumatic injury now. Mm-hmm. If you get 2 more...
I'm done.
You're done. However, you're conscious. You're conscious, and you can still... You can still take a basic combat action. So, I mean, you could attempt to put yourself out if nobody else wants to do it. But it is the top of the round. Mm-hmm. What do you guys like to do? You've got a rogue psyker behind you blowing out the warp storms, and you've got a chaos space marine in front of you.
I want to go with Beric, if that's okay, before he gets feared again. So that his electric staff is working. Like, I was going to turn to Celeste and see if she could juice me, but she's got her own problems. So as Haster Cravo comes down and the light, the force begins to once more crackle around the staff, he'll turn back up and just now noticing that the Chaos Marine has actually stood completely, like the fear though is finally gone at this point, and he just kind of relinquishes a certain level of control as the cackling electricity comes through him, and he says,
"Oh, Messiah, thank you for this blessing. Thank you for providing me the weapon to strike down the abomination."
And he will twirl and swing and see if he can do anything against this guy. And I am going to do a wild attack as well.
Fantastic. Talk to us about wild attack.
All right, so wild attack is a basic combat action that generally, the only thing it really does do is I think it gives you like a plus, hang on, where is it? I just had it up and now I'm missing it. But it gives you like a +1, I think, to your attack, or no, +2 to your attack. But for me, I have a special talent. Well, I'm using all out attack, I should say. I'm using all out attack, but my talent, wild attack, plays off of it. So whenever I make an all out attack, I gain a number of bonus dice equal to my rank. In this case, it's just 1. And then I can sacrifice shock equal to my rank, which I'll do, to basically gain +2 dice. And I also, so basically I get +1 rank bonus die, and then I get +1 ED, like extra damage, mm-hmm. basically, equal to the amount of the shock I do.
Fantastic. So his defense is 7. His defense is to its full value of 7 at the moment.
Oh God. All right. That's high. That's very high.
It was Chaos Space Marine armor. That's just crazy.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I get this correct, because trying to remember, all attack gives me, because I think wild attack also gives me bonuses as well. Sorry.
No, you're good. Take your time. I definitely want this to get you guys to get this right, because I haven't managed to kill anybody yet, so you guys might all live.
All right, so I get +2 bonus dice from all out attack, plus an extra dice from my wild attack. So I'm getting +3 on my attack. I do have -2 defense until the start of my next turn. So, you know, that's great.
You'll be fine.
So oh, dear.
I'm going to live forever. Okay, so here we go. So this is going to be +3. And then you said his defense is 7?
Correct.
All right, here we go. That is 10 successes with 1 shift.
Beautiful.
Which will go to damage naturally. Mm-hmm. I will also. So I always get this confused. When you have extra successes beyond what I need, what do those extra successes do? Do they do anything?
Extra successes don't do anything. Extra shifts allow you to roll an extra damage dice.
All right, I will spend a glory and a wrath to reroll the other 3 dice and get an extra die to see if I can get more shifts.
Shifts, yep. Smart. So
I'm going to do those and I get an extra one. Let's see. I didn't get any extra ones, unfortunately. And I'll spend a glory for damage as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a maximum to the amount of damage I can spend if I spend glory?
Let's check it out.
So shifting for, so you can always shift exalted icons, spending glory. Okay, you can spend glory to increase the damage of successful attack. Each glory spent adds one to the total damage value, and you can spend as many glory as you want to increase the damage. Do you all mind if I obliterate our glory pool for this?
Go nuts. I'm probably not going to.
Or just leave one so you guys, so someone else can go.
Well, what else are we using?
I don't mind.
Like okay. Bits that we've been given.
I don't want to do bits. I'm not thinking of bits right now. I just want to do the math first and then that. So
do whatever.
I just did. I'll leave one. So I'll spend three on damage and I'll leave one glory for seizing the initiative. So three plus my, so plus another one. So I have plus, basically I have plus four damage to whatever I roll.
Nice.
It's 21 points of damage, minus two AP, agonizing group.
So your electro staff comes down, electro leech staff comes down, and you bear it like at the base of his throat, and you see like his head literally glows from the inside out, and smoke begins to billow out of his ears and his eyes and his nose. And in that moment, it looks like he is going to go down. But he keeps to his feet and bellows. And I'm going to spend a point of rune. And he's swinging. In his death blow. So all out attack. Going for Wigbert and Gavius, who are right in front of him, too. So what is... So it's plus two to each of your defenses. Now, I know you're already negative two, Birk. So what's he swinging away at for you?
So if his two and my two cancel out, then it's just a three.
Three defense, okay.
So many
three shifts. Okay, so
on the screen.
We'll shift for damage. And we got to roll three of these. Two more. 19. What's your resilience?
Not that. Okay, so before we get to that, though, please.
Mm-hmm. And you got determination, too.
My Voltageist field is going to trigger because he's hitting me. So he's going to take 1 point of shock damage. Okay. And then I'm sure he's going to pass this, but he has to roll a DN3 toughness test.
You never can tell.
You never know. Aaron can go ice cold with the dice.
Things happen.
Hey, complications.
But a complication.
Got a complication, so that's good.
Yay.
Warp interference. I love it. Supernatural mishap. We're going to let that one slide for the moment until we resolve this.
Okay.
So he succeeded.
I have six determination. Because you're asking me determination before, right? I have six determination. Yep.
13.
How many wounds did I inflict upon him when I hit him?
Five.
Okay, so that clears my shock. So I'll go ahead and roll determination. And how many wounds is he doing to me?
Let me see. 19, and you said your resilience was
six. Or, yeah,
six. Well, 13.
Resilience 13. Is still six. Yeah, so yeah. 13.
13 okay, at the moment.
Okay. I don't like the at the moment thing. Okay, so that's going to be four. It's going to be 9 wounds and 4 shock.
Okay. And what do your wounds look like?
Exactly 9 wounds.
Okay, so you are at 0 and dying.
Yep.
So let's roll a memorable injury for you real quick, a D6.
Okay. All right. So that's a 2.
A 2. Focused burn. So that kind of makes sense. You get this electrostatic feedback burn across your body.
Yeah.
Wigbert, what is your defense?
3.
3. So it's effective 5 here because he did a multi-attack. So I'm sure you'll be fine. Ten. So he succeeded, but he did get a complication. So we'll roll that in a minute.
Three times he rolls those dice, man. There's just so much on the screen. It's just shocking.
Well, there is still the worst
chaos champion.
The boss.
Chaos champion.
Fight the boss, man.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Perils of the Warp here in a second. I just want to see how the two attacks went out. Because the Peril of the Warp could do more horrible things to everybody. So roll some damage. Two more for the shifts. Nope. Okay, so what is your resilience, Wigbert?
One six.
Six. So you take 9 wounds, but you can roll determination to try to transition some of that to shock if you want.
Yeah, I'll use my glancing blow ability to make it agility.
Nice, nice. So that's 2. So you take 7 wounds and 2 shocks. How are you looking on your wounds?
Oh, that's exactly my wound as well.
Okay, so you're also at 0 and dying. And roll a d6 for me.
Let's see. I do have an ability, talent, that I picked up when I leveled.
Mm-hmm.
That when I suffer... Oh, it's putting more max wounds. Never mind. I'm good.
Okay. You've got a broken jaw. So this bludgeon knocks Beric down and then slams into the side of your head and breaks your jaw. And you two are prone and on the ground and semi-conscious. Let's go ahead and roll his complication. Out of ammo doesn't really apply. So what I'm going to say here is that he drops the bludgeon. When it smacks into the side of Wigbert, he lets go of it with his hand. He's still not fully recovered, and it goes flying across. Now we're going to roll the Perils of the Warp and see what happens from that other particular problem. Miasma of decay, the stench of rotting meat and decaying flesh rises from the ground. All creatures within range DN3 test, including those protected by technological breathing apparatus, and those fail suffer 1 shock.
So this warp Alice
succeeds.
I so succeed the in the get a wrath critical. 1 point in the glory pool, everybody. You're welcome.
Nice. You were saying?
Ooh. So this warp peril was the bad guy's complication that he rolled when he was trying to attack. So he got a complication.
Yeah, the complication was a warp complication activates Perils of the Warp. And like I said, sometimes those are horrible for everybody, which is why we wait for a minute and see how that rolled out. Wigbert, you take 1 shock.
Okay.
I failed and got a complication.
All right. Nura takes a point of Celeste.
I'm fine.
Go ahead and roll the complication. Yeah, sorry, Celeste.
I'm clumsy or tongue-tied.
You a problem. So I think the problem is that you are unable to put yourself out this round.
Okay.
That's the clumsy thing. It's a physical mishap. It's the only thing you can really do when you're on the ground, I think. So, and Gavius, you failed, so you take a point of shock. However, you've already maxed out your shock. Instead, you take 1 to 3 little wounds. So, D6 for me.
Oh, crap. So, just so everyone heard that, Celeste cannot put herself out this round because of that mishap.
V, take 3 mortal wounds. How are you looking up with your wounds? Those cannot be soaked by resilience.
So I'll be 5 of 7.
Okay, you're fine. You're live forever.
You're gonna live forever. Yeah, you can put Celeste out. You're fine.
So I have a question, real quick.
Absolutely.
Previously, I went from lower shock than what my limit was. And my limit was 9. Now my limit's 12. Now my shock's at 12.
You've exceeded your total amount of shocks. You're,
so I just keep it at 9. And now, now I'm just going to...
And then anytime you take shock again, you take mortal wounds instead.
Okay. All right. I was curious about
it. Yep.
Yeah, that's why you got the 3 wounds.
Yeah. All right. Hey, it's back to you guys. This guy is... clearly on his last leg. Solster Celeste is still on fire. Wigbert and Talev are laying semi-conscious on the ground. V is bleeding from his head from the use of psychic energy. Oh, and behind you, this rogue psyker's wave of warp fire is about to explode again.
Who's dying? Just Celeste and Talev?
Celeste, Talev, and Han are all three dying. Okay.
Just making sure we're not dying until we exceed our maximum.
No, no, your condition is dying. I mean, you're at zero, so you're dying, but you have to get three traumatic wounds after you are at zero remaining wounds before you actually die. It's just the dying condition means you can only take a basic combat action or withdraw from combat, something like that. You can't do complicated moves. You can't move and fight, etc.
Right. I don't think we meet the dying condition, though, because we have to exceed our maximum wounds.
Do you have any wounds left?
Yeah, I see the same thing. The limit. I'm right on. Yeah.
Are you right on zero?
Yeah. I was just rereading the dying, like how to get become dying. It says exceeding the maximum, but we're right at it.
Important details to figure out. Mm-hmm. When are
That'd
we
be
dying?
Important because that decides what I'm doing. Because like if they're still going, and like and they can do stuff, right? I can stop that guy from popping again.
But well, I mean, they could still do stuff even if they are dying. They just can't do anything complicated. But
I've gone already. Wigbert, you haven't gone this round, right?
I've not.
So Wigbert could potentially go. No, I mean, someone's got to take this guy, especially he's on his last legs. We got to rip him. Whichever one of you can do more damage.
Oh, I thought we were in a whole new turn. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
We are, but I think I'm the only one who's gone so far in this round.
Okay. Because I can stop the rogue psyker from going crazy, probably, by doing deny the witch to him. So that's why I was wondering if Wigbert's good and someone else can attack to try and stop the demigod from turning us into hamburger meat, then I'll do that.
It is written very weird, but so we're gonna err on the side of the players. You're not technically dying yet. You're just at zero remaining wounds.
All right, so do you want me to stop the errant rogue psychers from going crazy, or do you want to try to attack first? What do you think we want to do here?
So we have glory. No one sees the initiative, so we could try to do both back to back. You could try to do the psyker, and then somebody else can seize initiative and go.
So I'll do that. So I'm going to do a deny the witch to stop the rogue psychers from going nuts. So describe what that is. I can unravel another psyker's attempt to manipulate the warp. The difficulty would be a deny, which is a 2+ difficulty of psychic power. I'm trying to deny.
Okay. So,
I guess I would just roll psychic.
Psychic mastery. Your difficulty is 2+ the difficulty, so it's 6.
Okay.
Easily manageable for you.
Do I get any? Are we still in the thing with the plus wrath stuff and plus dice pool? Is that over?
Oh yeah, no. That's ongoing for as long as she is functioning. So yeah, you've got four wrath dice plus 3 dice.
Okay, that's a lot of eagles.
Wrath critical, nice. So you easily exceed the threshold and shut her down. At least in the moment. You don't know if you might have to continue to do it until somebody takes her completely out, but she is unable. You don't feel that energy building up anymore as you've basically blanketed her mind and her connection to the warp.
Can I use my wrath critical to deny it for another turn?
No, that's not really how it works, but it's a good idea.
This is a thought.
He has three shifts too, so you should do something with those. If nothing else, put them into glory.
Yeah. So I'll put those three shifts into glory. Not the wrath critical. I meant like, can I take the shifts to deny another round? Or is that?
I don't think deny the witch has that as an option. But let me double check.
So the other thing is, if you put them into glory, Justin, that means somebody like Wigbert or Sister
can use
them to damage, and they need it because his resilience is so damn high.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have any special ability for okay. shifts. You might as well just put him into glory.
So we'll bank him into glory and let Wigbert go all ham salad sandwich on him. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Do you guys want to seize the initiative?
Yeah, I'm going to seize it.
Get him.
I'm getting my jaw busted. It's hanging there loose. Mustering whatever fiber I have left. It's going all out swing.
I like it.
Let's get plus two on my attack here.
Defense is 7.
Levin success nice, with 3 shifts. Nice. I'm going to shift all the damage.
I like it. Let's roll the move first.
You also have glory you can spend on that on damage too, as there should still be 5 left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then I'll do 4 to leave 1.
Okay, so that's plus 4 to damage right there. You don't have to roll those. That's just 4 points of damage. As long as you get past his resilience.
Damage comes out to 15.
15, so 19. His resilience is 17, AP 2, so that would take it down to 15. So your blade bites true and digs deep, and you feel this horrible heat coming off of his body. As the warp energies within him explode outwards. I need everybody to give me your choice, difficulty 5 toughness test or a difficulty 5 willpower test.
Okay. Wigbert, I think, by the way, you undersold yourself. I think you did 22 points of damage. You weren't calculating the glory spends and the shift spends because they don't get calculated automatically.
It was more than enough.
Oh, damn. Nice.
Fabius is going to be okay.
Toughness and willpower are the same. I'll try toughness.
Again, if this ends up being I'm walking out alone, it's going to be just wonderful.
Willpower or toughness? Oh, it's so... I could go either way.
The my double 2 complication. Or my 3.
Why am I getting plus 1 to... I don't have any effects on me. For some reason, I'm getting...
From wounds?
But I wouldn't have been wounded because we didn't go over. So I'm gonna.
Well, as long as you've taken at least 1 wound, your difficulty is increased by 1.
I didn't take any wounds though. Was wounded just like 1 wound, or is it like
1 wound? Over and dying? No, wounded is just 1 wound. Yeah.
Got it. My bad.
Okay, so Wigbert, Gavius is okay. Wigbert did not succeed. And go ahead and roll your wrath complication while we're at it.
I got 2 queued up, from one from the attack and one from this test. You want me to do both?
Yeah, you might as well.
All right. This is from the attack. Out of ammo. That doesn't really work.
You just dropped your blade. Same thing that happened to him. You dropped your sword.
Lost another items too.
And it skitters away. And you don't even realize you've dropped it. So you've lost your power sword. You might have to get another one if everything else goes well here. So Wigbert failed. Nura succeeded.
Yep.
Celeste failed. And Talav succeeded. So we're back at the top of the round, though, first. So I need Sister Celeste to roll her traumatic injury.
We haven't finished. I don't think it's top of the round. Everybody hasn't gone through the round.
Only
yet.
2 of us have
gone. No, yeah, but I mean, at the top of the round, you get your second traumatic injury. And then you get your opportunity to put yourself out.
Well, what do you mean top of the round? Well, no, I mean, there's still 3 people who haven't gone yet.
No, at the top of the round, though, I just forgot to give her traumatic injury when we started this round.
Oh, I thought I got it already because my kidneys are burning from the inside out. Or is that...
Is that your second one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You've got two... No, you had a grievous injury. Now... This is the third round, so you've got 2 traumatic injuries now.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Two.
Okay. So while I look this traumatic injury up, I just want to point out that Sister Celeste is on fire and a horribly damaging effect just erupted. So I'm willing to listen to ways that you can prevent her from dying from taking this damage. If anybody's got some ideas.
Could I... let me look real quick. I have two... So I'm probably the... I have two wounds left. Talov and Wigbert are at the limit. Nira, how many wounds do you have left?
For who?
For Nira. How many wounds do you have available to you?
I'm fine.
Okay. I was gonna jump on her to like cover her.
All right.
But like I only have two wounds left.
Well, we're gonna see how that goes for her.
I could. I haven't gone yet, so like I could try to put her out.
Okay. Celeste, what did you said you roll a two?
A two.
Do you already have a augmetic arm?
No.
Okay, well now roll a d6 and let's figure out which arm got burned off in this unholy warp fire.
Six.
Your right arm was burned to crisp. It's basically just ash as the shock wave is coming at you. So let's see about on fire. Guys came so close. I'd hate to see. Sister Nura, difficulty 3 athletics test will allow you to jump on Sister Celeste and prevent her from being killed from this shockwave. But you're going to take additional damage from it because you're basically opening yourself up to what's about to happen.
All right. I don't have any wrath left, so I can't do anything with glory because I don't have wrath left to do anything if I fail. So I'm just rolling it straight. Son of a bitch. Success to...
Okay. So you go diving for Sister Celeste as the shock wave of this exploding chaos marine floods out and you're almost there, but you get pushed aside at the last second, and you are unable to reach her. Sister Celeste and Wigbert, you take one mortal wound each. So, Wigbert, you are now dying. And Sister Celeste, you've taken your third traumatic injury. I'm going to double check the rules on this. I'm not sure if you die, if you exceed it. I think that might be it. You may actually be okay. So I'm thinking you might have to take a fourth one to actually be dying. Or dead.
So much... concern. Sorry, Ashley. I tried to jump on you and I didn't make it there.
If you suffer more traumatic injuries than your tier plus one, you are dead. Your tier plus one is 3. You have 3 traumatic injuries. So you're not dead.
You're just
really beat up. Go ahead and roll a d6 for your third traumatic injury as this chaos champion's body explodes all over you.
Six.
Do you have an augmetic eye already?
I do.
Now you are going to have 2, as your other eye is blasted out of your skull. So you've got internal organ failure, your right arm is disintegrated, and your skull has been fractured, and your remaining good eye has exploded and liquefied on the ground. You're still on fire. Who's left to go this round?
So did that count as my...
I haven't gone.
Yeah.
Yes, that counted as your action. Wigbert, go ahead and roll a d6 real quick for your memorable injury.
2.
2. Again, focused burns, which makes sense. You've got this horrible burn across your body as this thing explodes near you. Sister Celeste, Difficulty 3 athletics check to put yourself out.
Oh, God. My athletics is trash. Okay. And then, oh, okay.
You manage in all the chaos to put your own broken, horribly destroyed body out of fire. You're good. You're no longer burning. And we're going to hand wave the final finishing off of the rogue cycle. Basically, Jell takes one quick shot or one quick hit to take her out.
Loxham finally steps up and he's like, oh yeah, shoots her brains out.
You do look over. You see that they...
I was going to say, when Celeste actually puts herself out with all of her mechanical augmetics, Beric's like limping over towards her at this point as he's been kind of obliterated. He looks down and just see how you are saving yourself with your mechanical augmentations. And he will look down at you.
Praise be to the Messiah. The flesh is weak. Mortal force is power. Rise, Sister Celeste. Rise. The eyes of the Messiah. You are blessed.
Sister Celeste, you're getting a heart attack. Your organs liquefy. Yeah. You hear it. And you feel the compulsion rise.
Might that be giving credit, praising the Messiah for a small...
It would indeed. It would indeed. So, Wigbert is horribly beaten up, burned, and mutating. Eric is horribly beat up, burned, and mutating. Sister Celeste is truly wrecked. But no one is dead. Everybody, I don't even know, did Sister Nura even get hit in that? I'm not sure.
Sister Nura did not get hit in that.
Was Sister Nura in that fight?
What? You got some good shots off.
She actually did more damage to it in any one action than anybody else. So, but
hey, Ashley, I'm realizing I could have saved you earlier because I used my holy fire earlier, which means I've hit my objective and I would have had an extra wrath point and I could have rerolled when I tried to save you. But I was like, I can't reroll. I'm out of wrath points, but I have
wrath points. When this tortured mind and the
Aaron, we're losing your audio.
Aaron, you're getting choppy.
Sorry,
guys, we got to fill. Okay, go ahead. Let's start spending our XP. All right,
I just pick myself up from behind a box. And go. That was wild, right, guys? That was. Whew.
You guys just see Sister Celeste. She's like rising, but like her insides are liquefying, and she's probably having a heart attack. And she's just starts coughing up copious amounts of blood down her face. So she's just got this really long trail from like her head all the way down.
And
got one arm now.
Beric will just be next to you.
We will improve that. We will improve this. We will improve that. There are augmentations for this, for that.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, I got from that chaos.
Internet wise, can you hear me better?
Yeah, you're pretty good. You just go out every now and then. Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Shut down everything. Hopefully. we've had horrible storms in Southern California today, and it's playing a little merry havoc with everything. As you look over, you see Loxon is the only one left from his group as well. But all the cultists are dead, and he's limping over to you himself, burned and broken. But he nods and he's like, in the name of the Holy Inquisition, I remit you all into custody for questioning under the Ordo Hereticus. But you did a damn fine job. I'm pretty sure we can work this all out. We just need to keep this a little quiet. So we're all going to go. We're all going to leave together. And we're going to make sure that this part of Odo is carpet bombed as we're leaving. And then we're going to have some discussions. My Inquisitor, your Inquisitor, Mistress Veronius. And we're going to try to see how we can make this less of the huge clusterfuck than it turned out to be. But still, I got to say, didn't expect any of you. Tell didn't expect me to be alive after I saw that Chaos Marine pop out. I've got medics on my ship. They can help with triage. Any problems with my plan?
Sister Nura just looks down because she literally didn't take any wounds and she's just sort of dusting herself off a little bit. And then she offers an assistance to everyone in her party who needs some assistance.
And you see another couple of squads of inquisitorial shock troopers come in through the hangar. And a couple of medics come and they start triaging Talav and V, who's obviously suffering from some psychic damage and burns. And Han, obviously, though nobody has seen yet the beginnings of the manifestations of your mutations for either you or V. They obviously put Sister Celeste in essentially an automated casket to try to stabilize her organs until they can get her someplace safe. And as we fade away from the moon of Odo, we see our beaten and beleaguered task force team loaded on an inquisitorial shuttle and headed to a black site. And that is where we will pick up in 2 weeks as we move on to the next mission, surprisingly enough, with all of our characters intact. So we've got a few minutes.
But alive, you know.
I mean, I think Sister Celeste at this point may almost be as heavily augmented as Brother Talav.
You're basically Admech now. Just join. Yeah, we're just gonna change your.
Can I just get that now. Keyword added?
You know, that is actually a possibility. At this point, you are significantly augmented. So I might actually give you the mechanic and the keyword because it kind of makes sense. Wigbert, I'm just going to say you're going to need to figure out how you want to handle this mutation issue.
Would you kill yourself?
That's a question. I mean, you know, he's an Imperial assassin, but you know, he may see this as a blessing of the Emperor, giving him new weapons with which to fight against the forces of chaos. Who knows? But if anybody else sees him, including, I don't know, a couple of Sisters of Battle, you might find yourself in some trouble. So just think about that. And we'll see. We'll circle back around in 2 weeks.
I only see one Sister of Battle left in the party. So I don't know who this couple of Sisters of Battle are.
I would say that Celeste sacrificed. There's a whole lot of internal organs that got sacrificed. Well, I would say
there is that. I don't think it was a voluntary sacrifice, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
But we do have a few minutes. So let's go through the XP. So people at home and everybody can see what XP is like for this. So when we look at this adventure, now these are guidelines, and I'm going to change it up a little bit. And you'll see why here in a minute. 5 XP per session for role-playing and having fun. Now, this is a two-session game. We break it up a bit more because we only play for 2 hours. So that's 10 experience points. The next... 5 experience points for each of the 3 leads pursued during the scene of no crime. You pursued 2 of the 3, so that's 10 more experience points. You guys are at 20 at the moment. The third one, 5 experience points for traveling aboard the Strono space elevator. Didn't quite get that one. The next, 5 experience points for intervening to prevent the hardwares from killing civilian casualties on the space elevator. So we didn't get that one. 5 experience points for keeping the tech adept alive. We didn't get that one either.
No.
Damn it, Gavius.
5 experience points for attending the auction. So you get that. You're up to 25. 10 experience points for successfully returning the intact stasis coffin to Evacris. But we didn't get that. Now, that's where they count. That's the end of the experience points for this. However, as the game master, I have some flexibility here. And I think 10 experience points absolutely needs to be awarded for killing a chaos champion, traitor marine, and not anybody dying. So I'm still like clapping for that one. So 35 experience points in total. I think that may have allowed everybody to go up in rank. You guys may be rank 3 at the beginning of next adventure, tier 2, rank 3. which at that point you guys need to start thinking about ascension packages, because after the next adventure you could even potentially ascend to tier 3 characters. But we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. That's it. We're a few minutes early.
Cool.
I had a few more things we could have discussed post-combat, but combat ran a little longer than I was anticipating. So we will pick up at an inquisitorial black site somewhere within the Gilead system as members of the Ordo Hereticus are talking to you about everything that happened. And we'll see about the fallout with Archdomina, how that affected her relationship with Ossifa and the Church of the Motive Force. We'll discuss that a little bit. We'll determine where you go from here. So thank you, all of my players, for fighting an amazing fight and surviving an amazing fight. Tactics played were very critical in that, and you managed to pull it off. It's close at the end, but you did it. So, Jeff, that's all I've got. I'm going to turn it back over to you before I accidentally kill one of you guys.
Right on. Accidentally.
Accidentally. I did throw... Well, Celeste would not have died anyway because it was only the third traumatic injury. So I was so close.
You got
so,
close. It was close. You got it real was close. Close.
So close. I really expected somebody to put you out in the first round. I didn't expect you to burn for 3 rounds.
I was shocked that Gavius didn't do that.
Are you really shocked, though?
Not really. No. I'm still waiting for him to roll leadership. So we'll see.
could have definitely handled that fear problem up front with a little multi-action one leadership day, test. But
one day. I don't want to show my hand, you know?
Too soon, right? Last session.
Don't want to meet expectations. Bam.
When it matters, I'll really do it. Okay.
I mean, no one died, so we're good. No, and we got another ad mech on the team. So it's addition by... It's like subtraction or something.
Subtraction of most of our internal organs, one arm and
which
one arm.
Aren't really that useful to begin
with. Not really that important.
All right. Next up, tomorrow we are back with more Call of Cthulhu, where that group is in a very delicate situation as well. Things could go very, very wrong, and they're not in great condition. So we'll see how we're going to handle it. I'm not promising a TPK or anything. I'm not against it, but we'll see what happens. Let's see what after that we have Monday. We got Fragged Empire. So you can see Melissa and I in that, our space shenanigans. If you like space sci-fi like this, come watch us play some Fragged. A little different tone, but it's fun. It's crazy. It's zany. And then Tuesday we're off. Normally we would have a Tuesday game, but we're off, because Steven doesn't want to run a game for us. But we'll be back on the following Tuesday with a game that Steven refers to as Frontier Scum, but every other person in the world refers to as Frontier Scum. So we'll check that out. And then Thursday, Simbaroom. You can see Aaron, myself, Melissa playing some Simbaroom. And next Friday, Delta Green. And then in 2 weeks, we'll be back with Warhammer 40K Wrath and Glory. And then Aaron, if there's anything going on with Garblog next week, anything going on there?
So nothing on Tuesday, but on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there is a chance. I'm not guaranteeing, but there's a chance we will be starting our Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 4th edition campaign with Jim in the driver's seat. It may get pushed back a week, so that's why I say that there's only a chance, but definitely check out the Garblag Discord for it. We'll let you know there if it's going to go live on Wednesday or not. But you can come back on Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Ben, who is continuing to run the Modiphius Dune game, and he's on season 3 of House Dargouche. The season's titled Canley, so if you're a fan of Dune, you have an idea of what's going on in that crazy sandy place.
Right on. And that's about it. We're going to go ahead and raid our buddies over at Defenders of Cobalt. They're running some Anvia, our friend Joe, a game he's been making for a while. So let's go ahead and raid them. Have a great rest of your night. Come back tomorrow. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Good night. See you.